Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. On today is what? The 26th of June, 2018. My guest today, you haven't been on a video podcast yet.
Nope.
That's why we're doing it at 20 to 2 in the afternoon, because this morning's been getting ready for all those hours.
That's not true.
That is true. I was like up at 8:30 trying to record, and you were like, give me 6 hours and I'll be ready. I'm only slabbering at you here because I can't slabber to you in real life, because you'll probably have a better argument.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Still can't talk on a mic, but congrats.
Thank you.
No problem. Now that Maureen's here, I'm going to do all the proper stuff. Make sure to rate and review this podcast, because I think 7 years into it, we should probably try and grow the fan base.
Yeah.
Instead of me just... that's the microphone there, and you just talk into that, okay. And then it goes in the wee machine.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Talk again there.
Hello.
I'll turn you up. Okay. Yeah, so I don't know, if you can be fucked, let's just get on those iTunes and podcast app and go 5-star review and be like, this is the best podcast I've ever heard. Before you go on to listen to like your other podcasts.
Yeah, like just do it.
Just do it. Maureen.
Most people won't be arsed, but...
Most people won't be arsed because people don't want to do anything. Know, I mean, the problem is when you start giving someone a thing for free, and then you're like, you have to pay for this. They're like, oh, I don't want to now. You know, like when you used to buy those magazines that had like, you could build a dinosaur out of fucking wood.
Yeah.
And then you're like, and it's like, buy this, $1.99. From second up fucking episode, what do you call magazines?
Issue.
Second issue onwards, $24.99. And then you have a fucking, the tail end of a Tyrannosaurus Rex that never got built. Speaking of which, there is a Patreon/Patreon.
What is it?
Potato Patatreon.
What do you say? Tomatrions?
Yeah, tomato Tomatrion. It's set up at the minute if you want to go on there and throw some money. I don't know. I would maybe wait till next week till I get the hang of it. And you have to figure out tears, you know? As in, like...
Crying tears?
Why am I crying?
Yeah.
And masturbating at the same time.
please, give us that.
The world famous crank. Which is such a dude thing. There's no girl fingering herself crying, is there?
Well, how would I know?
Fucking Google it. I don't know.
No, thanks.
Anyway. Yeah, we're setting up a Patreon. And because we've been doing this for about quite some time for free. That's the way podcasts always were. Here's some free shit. The problem is, you get to a certain point where there are people who really shouldn't be getting money for anything, requesting money for their content. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's true, actually.
And also, you know, I do a lot of branded content work. I do a lot of other things on the side, which I will do, but I do not want to. What I'd rather do is do fucking way more podcasts and videos, you know, for the people who want to contribute to that. That's the connection.
Yeah.
That's the relationship. I want to make videos for the people who want to watch it. Do you know? I don't want to fucking do a whole pile of other shit because they pay more money. Isn't that weird though?
I know. That's the unfortunate thing.
Isn't that weird in life that you're like, I have to accept money from a thing that I'm not particularly number one on my list of things I want to do, so that I can keep doing the thing that I absolutely want to do for free? Because nobody puts value on anything.
But that's true of lots of people's work, unfortunately.
Yeah, people don't put value in comedy at all, you know? They used to in music slightly, but, you know? I remember recently doing a show and Mickey was like, oh, look at the ticket price there. And I was like, yeah, if it was music and it was 35 quid, you wouldn't bat a fucking eyelid.
Yeah.
If it was a music gig, you were like, oh, I got you 2 tickets.
And music
cost me £90.
Sing the same songs, you know?
Yeah, you go over and over again to hear the same song, and all these comedy cunts have to rewrite shit. I used to do material about it, you know, about how you could be Kevin Hart absolutely killing it and walk off stage, and there's a fucking drunk hippie who hasn't washed playing Wonderwall, and he's getting his asshole rimmed.
In public.
What did I say to you earlier? That thing that holds your mouth open at the dentist? Right up the shit box. So next week we'll have a Patreon sorted out. We'll have tiers, which means you can subscribe. I mean, we'll probably go from like one podcast a week. In fact, you may hear about it this week because I've quite a lot of podcasts planned. There might be 3-4 podcasts this week alone. You know, we'll try and keep them to like an hour long so that you're not lost in... You know, sometimes you can be like, oh my God, there's 12 hours of podcasts to listen to and you get lost. We'll keep them all to about an hour each. Keep them tight, you know. I feel very salivy, like I'm about to spit everywhere.
Yeah, you're very full of rage right now, aren't you?
Oh, angry man. But angry. So
basically, Patreon means that it's not really... I think some people maybe think like, oh, that's just people like asking for money. It's not... What it actually does is, to summarize kind of what you said, it means instead of you having to do the work you don't want to do, you get to do the things that people actually want you to do. So many people love you doing this, but it's... I mean,
the thing is, like...
When you don't get paid for something, it's essentially a hobby. So you can't put it above other work. Like if so I, that's why it's always late. That's why there's no videos half the time.
You get those days where... You get those days where it's like, if I have to do something for somebody for money, I'm doing it instead of doing this, which is actually what I really want to do.
But also probably what people want to hear more, I would say.
And it's not like, you know, I'm going to be fucking balling out of control. What it is I can go... Well, no, I'm just going to fucking concentrate on putting out 2-3 podcasts a week with video across all the platforms and, you know, other content instead of letting, like, real life get in the way.
Because you're a busy man and also you have the attention span of a fish, so...
Yeah, the podcast will still be free. But it's just, it's that thing. Everyone's fucking doing it now.
Well, it just means you can keep doing it.
And it's that thing of, like, you know... If I really liked something and they were like, right, I've started a Patreon because I want to do this 3-4 times a week instead of one. Of course you would pay for it. Especially if it's £3 or something like that. Next to nothing. You know, there's plenty of stuff. You know, I would... Like, my favourite podcast at the minute is Chris DeLay's podcast. If he was like, listen, I'm taking £3 to do fucking two more podcasts a week, I'd probably pay it.
Yeah.
Do you know? And then we'll introduce tiers where it's like, if you give more money, you'll get the swag. You know, you'll get the t-shirts.
The nudes.
The nude pics. Speaking of nudes, on my laptop here, yesterday I put up a vlog. Go on the YouTube there.
The YouTube there?
Go up the YouTube there and look up all the fucking the vlog playlist.
How 31 are you?
Shut up, you bastard. So I had a screen. I had to Google. It's hard. Do you know what's weird though? I just typed penis. And then, of course, it's all weird cocks.
Oh.
Diseased cocks, babies' cocks.
No.
Yeah.
What?
You're like medical pictures of like some fucking dick that's sealed up at the end and have to get it up the end like that.
Oh, stop it. I don't want anyway, to know that.
Anyway. But then... I didn't look up baby penises. Well, I looked up... I literally just wrote penis. I can do it again for you now. But I looked
tiny
up
little penis.
That didn't work. And then... I literally typed big penis and then it was like a lot of memes and stuff of people, like there was someone holding a puppy that looked like a big fat black cock, but it was actually a dog. So I had to write full frontal male nude penis or something like that before I got old fucking Hogzilla there. But what has happened was I've deleted that and I've put it in the trash can of the old computer and then I've emptied the trash, but the wee fucking thumbnail hasn't gone away. Anyone that works at Mac, tell me how to get this man with his fat veiny dick off my...
I think it's desert to the police arrive and then they take it off.
They're not gonna... They're gonna slide right past old six pack fat dick.
Yeah.
To whatever other incriminating shit I've got on there.
True.
When's the next Lavery's, Maureen?
4th of July.
It's on the 4th of July, which is pretty much next week. Okay.
It's pretty much, exactly next week.
Yeah, it's about 8 days away. There's no lineup yet, but we might try and do something different. Well, we'll try and do like an old school night.
Yeah.
Storytelling night, some bullshit like that. All right, then. I'll play this fucking intro, will I? And then we'll talk about some hot topics.
9 minutes of shit talk. Paul and Jettis. Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul. Paul and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Oh, fuck you. This week's podcast is brought to you by new stands, which I bought off Amazon. I don't know how I feel about them just yet. They're weird, aren't they? I feel...
Everything you buy is wrong and weird.
No, do you know what it is? They're okay. In fact, they're fine. What I need is a different shape microphone because these pins in the cock, there's a light at the front and you have to talk. You're supposed to be standing here going like singing into it. But because we're just talking, I have to be mouth on it. And of course, because it's been our house, it smells like Chinese food. But like, you got to talk right up close, which is why you can never hear you and anyone.
Because it's unnatural to like do this.
But not with this type of microphone. You're supposed
also,
to.
Also, it's better to like be looking at each other talking, I think.
Well, the same applies to real life, Maureen.
Oh, shut your mouth.
I notice how you've got a book here that says Jenner Bander Podcast, and then the date on top of my book that says Jenner Bander Podcast, and then everything that we're going to talk about there.
Well, but mine's my
how own women book. Is that? That's so women. Me and Maury, remember we went into the same shop. We both got a coffee and one of those Fulfill bars, which is like, I'm pretending to be healthy, and it's you could eat 3 Mars bars instead. And then I opened one, and then you're like, give me a bite of that. And I'm like, you bought the same thing. The same thing. What's wrong with women? Are they mental? Today's hot topic. Today's hot topic. Today's hot
topic. The floor is yours.
Today's hot topic is... Women, are they mental? Over to you.
No.
Are they? Can they enjoy their own stuff or do they need other people's things? Over to you.
We bought the same one, but I was saving one for later, so we'd have one later. I only wanted one bite of it.
Who saves
so,
things?
No, right.
Okay.
If something is what the is same it, flavor, the what would be the point of me opening a new one and then leaving that open cause with one bite out of it? When I went, let me have one bite of yours and then we have a fresh new one. When you're in the car. That makes so much sense.
But like...
Because I was thinking of the future, like, later on you'll want this.
Well, then buy 3.
No,
because I'm going to eat a whole one.
That's not how it works.
Why does it work?
Yeah, but you can't. Your answer can't just be buy more. That's not a good answer.
That's always my answer. But it's literally like, do you ever see that, the old, it was like a meme flying around. It was like, you know, blah, blah, then the hungry girlfriend order, which was like extra onion rings and fries or something.
But we don't do that in anything else. I eat all my own food. You eat all your own food.
I eat all your food. I eat everyone else's food.
Yeah. So
I'll eat all the food going.
Your argument is void. Your top off.
Drinking Diet Coke. What is it about? Do you reckon they could still make those ads, or it would be hashtag Me Too inequality?
Yeah, there'd be some aisle argument about it, wouldn't there?
I can't believe they're all perving over this man. But then is it also like...
Are you not allowed to objectify anyone anymore?
Yeah,
is that gone now? You're not allowed to just look at someone and fancy them?
Is
now,
it
or?
Also like... I was going to say... Is it slightly insulting to women that they're like, well, I can't believe all these women are just leering over this one... I used to do material about this, saying that like the guy who's like cutting the fucking grass in the park with a push-along mower, which would have taken him 8 years. You know, like he'd have been like painting that bridge. You start painting the bridge and you get to the end, you have to just go straight back to the start and keep painting it again. That would be him. Emptying his wee fucking pouch in the...
Oof.
Not a euphemism. Emptying his wee grass in the corner and walking the way back. Like, the reality would be, oh, he's kind of cute. And then he'd be like, oh, he's a gardener, has no money, probably retarded, cutting the grass with a lawnmower. And then he'd be like, not good enough. See you later.
I think you're thinking much too far into a Daco God, to be fair, but all right.
Now, if he was the guy coming over to the guy and being like, with a notebook on, you fucking get down there. And then he's got like 10 gardeners. And then he's fat and hot. And he's like, da 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 da. But then he gets in a Bentley and drives off. Would they go, oh, fuck that. Let me direct my fingering over this road. No? When your nostrils and flared so much, the microphone nearly went in it. You're literally like a bull there.
Mm-hmm. What?
I don't know.
What?
They should make like... I wonder on porn websites, is there like Coke ad gone dirty?
I wouldn't look up Coke ad gone dirty on
Why
porn.
Not?
Because there's different types of coke, you know, in the world.
I already have naked dick guy on my computer that won't fucking go away.
Just
imagine it was just like that. And he just went. And then lifted the tin, but his dick was inside the tin.
That's sharp. What they really missed in that advert was the unbelievable Diet Coke burps.
Mm-hmm.
Where were they?
Four women in a lift just going, oh my god, look at this fucking. He's got the V's that go down his cack. Do you know what I mean? They're like ding 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 trying to get the elevator open because it's just full of fucking whatever hummus they had for lunch. I mean, burps. Ever,
like Diet Coke is ultimate burps. Like,
oh, it's the best. It's the only reason I drink it. Is the really since I don't really smoke anymore. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's that big relief of like, you know, like I feel relaxed now.
Like I never burp, but if I drink Diet Coke, guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. I don't know when it'll happen right now, but
the best one is like you know. If you're like sitting watching TV and you're kind of half slouched and you're drinking like a Diet Coke or something, and then what you'll do is you'll just shift position. You'll like turn over to the other side and your stomach goes and rolls over, and then you're just like giant burps.
I don't know if that's
what I do in bed. I do it not with non Diet Coke related. I'll just roll over and
sometimes you do things, Colin. It really is like quite medically worrying because you'll just turn around and like explode with gas. And then you're like, oh, that was I'm all right.
But that's
it's not even normal though.
That's a well known fact though, you're supposed to sleep on your left because that's the shape of your stomach sort of slopes down to the left. Whereas if you sleep on your right, if you suffer from like acid or something like that, that's leaning over towards the hole or fucking esophagus or something.
What happens if you sleep on your back?
You're grand.
Shit yourself.
It all rolls to the back. Then you burp out your hole.
Is that what happens at night? All your organs are just sloshing about all day.
How do you lose weight in the night? That's what I'd like to know. Like, you can literally go to bed and like weigh a certain weight and then get up in the morning and you're lighter.
Well, because your body releases lots of gases during the night as well.
And what gas doesn't weigh anything. And it's got lumps in it.
You're just farting out big lumps of fat.
I've done a lumpy fart. A shit? No. No. Different thing altogether. Yeah. Punching, I've written there. A lot of every video I put up, people are like, oh, you seem to be punching there, Colin.
Punching what?
Like, you're way hotter than me.
Oh, I mean.
Well, what's that's what you want?
I'm joking. That's what?
Yeah. You bring better looks to the table. You know?
What are you bringing to the
I am the table.
Ooh, that's true.
Know what I'm saying? Punching. Of course I'm punching. What, do you want me to go out with munters around here?
Oh, stop complimenting me, Cole.
Hey, wearing sexy. You know? Oh, my crusty tattoo.
It's down here, so.
Shout out to our boy Dara who did this tattoo. Apologies for the aftercare being not so great in that I've hit the tattoo on every surface I've walked past, scraping it down to almost the bone. And then I thought, do you know what heal is? Sunburn. So
sunburn heals all.
It's supposed to say move on up. It probably just says move on. Move on there. Move on you.
That would suit you better. I think.
Move on the fuck. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
That's fucking Teresa in the lift there. Sorry, girls. Had a fucking quinoa and hummus fucking wrap for lunch. And they're all ding, 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 ding. Let me out. Sorry, I splattered a wee bit of salmon and cream cheese in the back of your neck there. Patricia, when I burped.
That's wrong.
Bad breath's bad, but it seems worse from someone who's 45 years or above. Agreed or no?
Yeah, because it's like it's just infested in their whole their just skin.
Your teeth are gross, your gums are falling out, God knows what's going on in your stomach, you know?
Yeah, because like just normal bad breath is fine.
There was
like
a woman behind us when we were getting our dinner yesterday, and she went, can I have a mind to harp? And then she went, actually, do you have Coors? I'll take Coors. And then they're like, what do you want for dinner? She goes, I'll have battered cod and chips. Now, we were in, it's not super fancy, but there's definitely very delicious options available. And she's like, nah, give me curds and fish. That's us now.
That's gross. That's
what's wrong with curds and fish? Sounds
not bad, but in that in that establishment, right. Get whatever you want. I had a fucking Cajun salmon stir fry and chicken liver pate. You had a fucking sweet potato curry,
vegetable curry. Actually.
And this bitch is like, can I have fish? Meanwhile, two chippies facing the place. Can I have fish and chips and curds? You could have got 12 curds and a fucking fish supper for half of the price you paid for that in there. People are fucking nuts. Shout out to our boy Arma Khan, who was on Kill Tony there, which is a podcast in America. He's been on it before, but it was a bit of a disaster because they were all just like, oh my God, you're from Ireland. Here's 9 jokes about leprechauns. Will I play it?
Yeah.
I'll play a set. The premise is you go up. Now, he's in front of Brian Redband, Tony Hinchcliffe, and Tom Segura of Netflix fame. He's definitely a better comedian than Brian Redband. You could have it out with Tony Hinchcliffe. I would say Aaron's better. I don't know if I particularly like Tony Hinchcliffe, to be honest with you. And then Tom Segura. Well, Tom Segura is one of the best comedians in the world. But you go up, you do a minute of, you do 60 seconds of stand-up, and then you get judged by a professional. But the problem is, McCann's a bit of a ringer, because he's going in there. I don't know, what does he have, like 5 years comedy experience or something? So he actually does pretty well. I'll play it here.
Aaron McCann.
That's how you pronounce his name correctly. He's making his way to the stage. Taking forever, you know, trying to get his head through a door, probably. There he is, dressed like a toddler.
I'll address the accent off top. I'm from Ireland. Ireland's a weird place to come from to move to America because there's so many, like, surveys about us, right? Like, where I'm from, we got voted as having the happiest people in the world, right? Same year, highest suicide rates in Europe. You ever get so happy just want to fucking kill yourself? That's it.
Now, what's great about that bit is Tom Segura, like, lifts his eyebrows and turns around and is like, oh, I like that. Yeah, that's suicide that was, joke. Good lad. Oh, no. Did I go back to the start of that? Oh, well, fist my life. Okay. Fist it. And of course it's muted. I hate that.
Which is where I assume all fucking racism takes place. Guy comes to me and he's like, hey bro, I'll give you $20 if you just say they're magically delicious. Here's the thing though, this cunt was an albino. First rule of racism, don't be fucking albino. Got this fucking racist ghost wandering around Wendy's giving me shit.
That's an applause break, bro. Fair play.
It's so classic. So this is on Aaron McCann's Facebook.
I would say
if anyone wants to watch it, everybody.
Yeah, go on Aaron McCann's Facebook. I think everyone should tweet or write under Tom Segura's posts that Aaron should come and like on tour with him.
Yeah. How cool would that be? He really did really well.
No, he did very well.
And you can tell because you can obviously see the other comedians. You can see their reactions.
Yeah, and the problem is, like, you can watch the video is like 8 minutes long, but the problem is, not the problem, the good thing is, that show is supposed to be full of lunatics trying to do stand-up. Like, literally, if you watch that whole podcast, I didn't see it, but the next one's probably like a fucking, you know, someone with a needle hanging out of their arm, like, I suck your dick, baby. And so going up as a regular comedian, you probably do pretty well, but the good thing is he's done it once before and then he's done it again and he nailed it the second time. There's a knack to doing like 60 seconds of comedy.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
And he got a fucking applause break in there. And do you know what? That's the type of joke I like, you know? Pick on Asians, pick on albinos. What are they gonna do?
Pick on everyone just equally?
No, pick on the ones that aren't gonna do anything. Don't pick on ISIS.
Well, what are they gonna do?
Well, I said about 25 minutes on ISIS, but you know, but I quit stand-up now, so don't worry about it. But shout out to Aaron, killing it over in LA. Do really well, and then your old Uncle Colin will come over and be like, get your little kick! I stuck your dick here! That's my trick. I do a one-man show of burps now. What do you want to hear? I taught you for strings. Hold on. That's the wrong song. That's get ready for the launch.
Yep.
Do you remember me? You might not recognize me. I've lost my hair.
You were bald since 19.
Oh, fucking Jesus Christ, no. Arne, son.
Son.
Put your sandwich and a tea for your mummy. All the way from home. It's in terrible condition, I'll be honest with you, buddy. That's just for you. Can I have a gig, please?
And he'd be like, listen, dude, it's Aaron McKeon.
McKeon.
He's had a head reduction because he'd been in L.A. Mayor McKeon, whatever the opposite of Botox is. He got that. Whatever the opposite of Botox is, he got it in his head. Shrunk down. Zika. It's got Zika. Tiny heads. Maureen's panicking that we've Zika virus because we've been in Mexico.
That's not going to help.
It is. Says rub back for Zika.
Rub back.
Zika. So fair play to Aaron. Fair play. I watched a great documentary the other day. Let me see. It was about... Oh, no!
Ow.
Death! It was about drugs in Northern Ireland. The internet's very slow in here today.
And you didn't turn your phone down?
It's been flying for years or months now, and now it's pish all of a sudden. What does that say? Fuck's sake. Can people do nothing without me? Huh? Figure it out. Hey, guys.
I'm trying to do a podcast.
What's that thing that women give birth in and their feet are in like this?
Stirrups.
I need to carry portable versions of that and be like, do you want me to do something for you? Hi, Laura, you man. Throw my legs in it like out there and just be like, here. Bar my goggles. Snorkel my anus. Huh? I'm stuck and very inflexible.
Oh, how sweaty are your legs, were they?
Maureen, it's 27 degrees outside. And this garage is warm anyway, and it's got PVC windows in it now. It's 30 degrees in here. Okay. You would actually need to snorkel my anus, because it's so moist. You'd be like, that's water. So I watched this documentary about these guys addicted to, like, prescription medication. Now, the one guy's addicted to, like, anxiety medication. I would take some, you know?
What, with your mellow, chill vibes today?
Well, he's chill as fuck. He's got look at him. Listen, this guy's killing it with his hot girlfriend. Look.
Currently out on license.
What's it been like, a roller coaster?
Oh, I
hell. No, don't lie. You like my teeth, you're like a princess.
How smick is it to laugh like this?
Tongue's out.
And if your tongue pierced four times because you suck so much cock. You know, and all the lads at the working men's club down the corner all want to buck you and probably have.
Big yellow tongue.
Mine? It's my Diet Coke. Da, 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 da. Well, there's a bit where this guy's like snorting these. What's it called? Progoblin? Which sounds like he's saying sort of like goblins every time he says it. Fucking progoblins. Goblins. All the goblins. But he'd snort them, and then he'd be like, mate, I'm fucking on about and all. And then he's in front of a drugs counselor, and he's like, oh, there it is up my nose. He's picking it out. Like, I just fucking chew that all day. He's picking most chew.
Oh, gross.
But there's a couple of dudes from...
So set the scene here. This is set in Belfast?
This one's in Belfast. And then they go speak to these other two fine young gents. And they're...
I mean, they look healthy.
Give me a shout if anyone knows where this accent's from. I said Limavady, but I'm not sure. They say outside Belfast, but...
Ooh, dramatic music.
This is where shit moves down, man.
I caught up again with Brandon and Porrig.
Keep her let up the hoods.
Keep her let up the hoods, get her bucked, and various other things. What's that accent? Ballymena? Or what is that? Anyway.
I don't know.
Not prescribe pregabalin, but buy it on the street
like Game of Thrones
to mix with other drugs and alcohol.
So why do you call it the Bronx?
Is that because it's just this is where everything goes down, man. Everybody's left it.
Is that Cool Rain? What the fuck is that accent?
Is it Cool Rain? I was gonna say.
I know they had that Bally Sally Estate thing, which was my favourite. Hey, fucking painter in the bar next door. Remember that guy? He died.
Bush Mills.
Something happened every night.
Keep only thing higher than the people around here is a crime rate.
What? Banter.
Wow.
That's
it.
Now, what I wanted to point out, see this boy? Now, they both look like Dave Chappelle when he's like, I smoke rocks, baby. Like, white lips. Tracksuits looking like shit. This guy, what do you hear the fucking just profound statements this guy comes off with for being so high?
Drama.
That's a good old joint. Swear to God, boys. Fucking hell. Huh? But seeing them buds, fuck. Them buds are like gold mine to get sometimes. See, whenever you can get them, you can get them. You can get them cheap. Any place, swear to God. Some people come to you with a few buds, saying if you had a bit of grass, oh, give me a wee bit of grass, or give me a smoke of a joint there, and take them buds there with you, or something like that.
Did you take them all in one go?
Aye. Emptied it in powder and everything, was eating them inside skins, and fuck me. But it's just the buzz, that I'm after. It's not, I don't care about shit the cat. It's the buzz.
I don't care about fucking dying or nothing, I'm all about the buzz. I don't care if I have the anti-16 of them out and put them in, you know, a fucking water balloon and stick it up my shitter. I'm all about that buzz, I don't care if I die, you know, I'll be buzzing. And how does he stay so good looking?
What?
The buzz is everlasting, it's a good buzz.
Can you tell if it's not the real stuff?
If they're in a strip, they're real. I wouldn't say they're real, you can get fakes in them too, but that's when I buy them.
But do you think there's people out there that wouldn't care, that would just take them anyway?
Oh fuck me, there's plenty of people around here. See, as long as they hear Budweiser's pregabalin, they're away, gone, lurga. It's like putting the cheese out for a mouse, I'm telling you, a fucking mouse trap.
Like, that guy might be like 19 or 20, and he looks so fucked up. Like,
yeah, like,
he looks
barely
like he's
put
50-year-old alcoholic.
Yeah, like, you can usually tell by people's, like, skin.
But isn't that funny, like,
their face and their...
Yeah, isn't it funny how, like, they'd be like, oh, yeah, like, some of the... See the way the stuff he was talking about, like, pregabalin Lyrica and all that shit? They're legit. That's legit.
Their actual...
Yeah, a doctor would give you that, but the problem is, he's like, we see this next scene, he's like, I just fucking took 20 of them. Eyes rolling his head, though. Now, look at that place. I want to fucking die looking at that place.
Later that night, Brandon was taking diazepam.
Meanwhile, listen to, like, all the action that's happening in this house. There's, like, it sounds like his man, his fucking wee sister and all this shit.
Also known as Valium, or blues.
Just after buying myself 10 diazepam there, and I'm just about to take these 5 here.
5?
For diazepam, 10 milligrams.
What do you hear?
Come on out.
Now, there's a bottle of fucking Boost and a half bottle there, and he's just washing it down with that, which is how everyone dies when they take.
Oh my volume. God. And he does need to just palm them in.
Yeah? Wait. What's going on? That's Tony Blues here, man.
You sweet, man?
Yeah? I'm sweet. You sweet?
He goes, oh my God. He goes, that's Tony Blues. Imagine taking, even if there were like a doctor giving them, imagine taking 20 Valium.
Like, but I just don't even get why you would take that many. You know, like, what is one more than... What one, you know what I mean? Like, why take one? Why 5? Why 20? Like,
well, I suppose
what
it's
20.
You could apply it to drinking. You could be like, why have like 18 pints when you could just have like 2? Because people just don't know when to stop, you know what I mean? And you just keep fucking piling it. I mean, you will absolutely die if you keep doing that. Like,
I mean, that is how overdoses happen right there. Just easily, like, literally choking them down.
In this documentary, or it was another one, remember I said to you, the guy goes, all these like sedatives and relaxing things and all, he's like, you just get so relaxed, your body forgets to breathe and you die. And you're like, what a shit way to go. On the other hand, like, a lot of these things, I sort of get it, but it's like if you were in that place and it's bollocks and there's nothing to do and nobody has a job and fucking all that. But we were like right there the other week, do you remember? But oh, when I did that talk at that church, there's a drone shot here. We were right there. We went up there and ran to the right. But like, you could see how like you could just be like, well, probably feeling something is better than just fucking sitting on the corner of the street doing fuck all.
But sometimes it's actually the opposite. It's that they make you feel nothing, so you're not thinking about the crazy, pressure of life. But it's really sad.
That's why people take stuff like that. You know, it's usually to block something out.
You can see in his face there when he's taking it, like, there's such a, like, bravado on his face, like, oh, you're right, and all, and kind of half laughing. But you can literally see in his face, he's going, I don't really like, you can tell it scares him. Like, you can see he's scared in his face.
Well, first of all,
but he's like sort of taking it like, yeah.
He was literally choking them down. He was like trying to be sick.
It's impressive to do it, but you can tell. That's really sad though.
Like, imagine what your liver has to do to fucking process that shit.
But, you know, we've talked about this before, like, one day, and we were saying, like, those kind of things, it's not as if that's some sort of, like, party, like, makes you everything fun. It numbs you out. It takes you away from any sort of, you know, as you say, you can forget to breathe. It slows everything down so much. And that is why it's not a criminal thing. It's a real, like, psychological mental health thing. You don't do that if you feel good about life or if you feel like you've got prospects. You don't do that. Like, so that's what's really sad about that.
Like, recently, I was like, we'd been away at a pretty stressful time. I was just busy as fuck, and then we went away to England, drank like lunatics. I did anyway. And then you come back and you feel like shit. And I was like, I might just take a while off drink, because I'm like, I don't really need to fucking this right now. You know what I mean? I don't need to fucking be hungover. And then another day went by, and the next day I was like, I feel fucking great. And then we had drinks at Lavery's, and I was like, what am I doing? What the fuck am I doing? Like, just the fucking hang about at Lavery's, which is usually quite fun anyway, and then have like a pile of beers and then feel like shit again. And you're like, why'd I do that? And then we went away all weekend and didn't drink at all. Which...
And you still had a good time?
Still a good time. And I might try and keep it up, just because I'm like, you're just like, I feel like, I don't even want the drink as a celebration anymore, because I'm like, it's not worth the fucking hangovers.
I think you get to a stage though where,
I'll take 15, 20 blues, you know, but like,
10 Diet Cokes.
Sweet to beat up the hoods.
But do you mean you get to a stage where you've got important things you want to do in your life? Do you know what I mean? You've got like stuff to do, work to do, progress, whatever. But that's okay for us to say that, but it's people who don't have that.
Yeah.
Idea of future.
And also,
the future,
like,
doesn't seem like an exciting thing. And that's what's really sad. Also, you do it because you've nothing else.
Also, like, you know, the dude in that documentary there had some fucking crazy shit happen to him. He thought he was going to die, and he's like all anxious. And then he was like talking. He's like, blah, blah. He goes, oh, I have to go take another pregabalin here because I just felt a bit anxious there. And you're like, you know, it's like that old thing of like giving you a painkiller because you have a stone in your shoe type thing, instead of like taking the stone out.
Yeah.
It's like, of course you're feeling anxious. Deal with it, bro. Like me every day. Just feel like shit all day. But his was like a fear of death. Someone was going to kill him basically.
But that's an actual anxiety.
Then you're like, why did you move home to the place where there's someone who wants to kill you when you lived in Scotland for 2 years? For sure, to stay there. Weird as shit.
I mean, I think it's pretty evident in this small clip that their family life, they probably haven't been given very many good examples of life, of how, you know, how to live it.
And oh, not at
doesn't
all.
Seem to be anyone even looking out for them, that they could be really hurting themselves.
Yeah,
that's the sad. But you have to like go back the chain of events to that. Someone doesn't just happen to have taken 20 of those one day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But the wee guy was like, oh, I haven't taken these since I was 12.
Oh my God.
And you're like,
That's a ridiculously grown up thing to do for a 12-year-old.
You're like, what the fuck was I doing at 12?
At 12? I mean,
I think at 12.
Like, what, first year?
I think
something?
At 12, I was still probably struggling if I needed to take something to swallow it with a glass of water.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? You'd still be like, yeah. Hey, I don't want to take this.
I mean,
you learn to take drugs.
Most 12-year-olds wouldn't even drink coffee.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like, that's. But that's. that's because of your environment and your education and where you've been brought up and who is bringing you up. That's the only way you end up like that. Mm-hmm. If those kind of people were like on a desert island with no one, did I say Ireland or Ireland?
Desert Ireland.
Well, a desert Ireland as well. But you know, if nothing else, like no other circumstances were affecting them, they wouldn't end up like that. That, you know, they would have had the chance to think of other things. But I think they seem like,
well, the most
they don't realize that
the most fucked up bit of that video, I think, is the fact that you can hear like kids and some probably like his ma or something in the background. You're like,
that's scary.
Imagine a kid who was just like, "Oh, me and the lads are coming around, and we're just gonna fucking take a whole pile of possibly what we think is volume, but who knows what the fuck it is."
I mean, then they've obviously learned that as a normal behavior from other people. More than likely.
Or so I'm totally guessing. I don't know what these kids are up to today.
Yeah. So either the mum doesn't care or she's also some sort of a substance abuser. Could be drink, could be anything. You know, if you're subjected to something where it becomes very normal,
yeah,
it doesn't seem scary or wrong to take something you don't know what it's going to do to you, or drink too much, or be out, or hang around with the wrong people.
Like, that guy's literally like, "Oh, I'm just after that buzz," and isn't at any stage going to be like, I might just not wake up from this shit. Probably happens all the time. Those blues kill a ton of people.
I've never like heard of them before, which is quite scary. But see, when people say that buzz, that's what's quite like, I don't know. I think you learn when you get a bit older, getting a buzz from a thing that you take is really dangerous, because
you can
get that buzz from other things in life that are just natural that you do yourself. You don't need some. It's hard whenever someone takes something to get it, and sometimes if you feel like your life isn't worth living, basically, of course you want the buzz. Of course that's, you know, attractive. Like, oh, I can just take something and I feel great for a second, but it doesn't last.
Yeah.
And you don't learn how to like make that happen for yourself organically.
Just drink two tins of fucking Diet Coke and do big burps.
And then laugh your head off with your friends. But that's like,
that's a buzz, bro.
Exactly. But some people maybe,
no,
you know, they don't get that. Just innocent.
Speaking of
fun,
the ultimate Coke related buzz, we were on the way back from Dublin one time watching Action Bronson, and Maureen was driving and everyone was kind of quiet in the car. Aaron McCann, your sister Niamh. Who else is in the car?
That was it. Just us four.
Okay. So we're driving back and it went a bit quiet. Everyone was a bit sleepy. And then I said, was it me or Niamh suggested it? I think it might have even been Niamh.
It was Niamh, yeah.
And she was like, do you want to see how much you can do the biggest burp with the tins of Coke? And
it's definitely Niamh.
I chugged the fuck out of this Coke. And it took a second, didn't it?
It was a good like 15 minutes could be later. Yeah.
And then I erupted. Like literally just like, and like, you know, people exaggerate. The burp was probably 4 seconds long. That's a long burp. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which filled the car with whatever potent fumes of breakfast that we just had. And then in a panic, while everyone is screaming, laughing, put the window down to like sort of push the smell out the window. And as I like blew out the window, that beautiful hat that I had, that Iron Stag hat, just went, poof, and popped off way down the motorway. Raging. Oh my
God. I don't think everyone laughed. It was just so funny.
How have I BO after 10 showers?
I just smell like
I think sometimes
dirty old man.
I think sometimes when you use those little sticks for your armpit, you know, they're so good at like making you not sweat that it just keeps it all in there and you can't, it's so water resistant you can't even wash it.
You get those deodorants and just, you're actually, you have to scrub it off.
Yeah, I think I might need to like fairy liquid my armpit. That's what I think I might need to do. Anyway, but yeah, that was a great burp moment.
That was top burp moment, actually, I'd say.
Shout out to both of those people out of the country now. Shout out to McCann, shout out to Niamh, although they maybe come back.
Yeah.
Niamh and Frank, shout out to Niamh and Frank.
I hope they come back.
Our McCann will probably never speak to anyone. He literally be like, I'm going to blow up a neck like I don't know nobody. I crack my teeth. So
yeah, he'd be getting an award and be like, has anyone helped you get here? Like, no.
Shout out.
Did you have any practice before you came to America? No. I only started comedy when I arrived.
You're like, I want to thank Tom Segura, and that's it.
Yeah, it all started when fuck I was Oma. On Kill Tony.
Fuck Peo. And fucking lavish comment. I'm going to toilet, by the way. Suck my dick. You going to toilet right now?
Yeah, just right now.
Why can't you hold it for like 10 minutes?
I don't know.
Maureen has AIDS of the pisser. I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, we're trying to keep this podcast beneath an hour. Let's. What else happened? We went to Donegal at the weekend. There's a vlog up. Watch it on the YouTube. We went to fucking Donegal to a place called Kincastle, if I'm not mistaken. And we went to this house, which was literally down a fucking gravel track for way too long that I'm surprised it was even on the Google Maps. And then we got there. My sister had already been there for a night. And she was like, oh my God, there's like a secret beach. And literally you're the last house on the row. And they're holiday homes, so most of them are empty for a lot of the time. So there's literally no one about. And she's like, come on, we'll go down to this fucking private beach near enough. No one's going to find it. There are other bigger beaches. No one's going to make that journey the whole way down the fucking thing just to walk over the hill to this wee tiny beach. But we had it to ourselves. It was fucking unbelievable. Just great times. And it's amazing how fucking good Ireland looks when the sun comes out. But I was just saying how good Ireland looks when the sun's out. I've said this before. It's a good job that the sun's not out all the time around here. Because it would be full of cunts, just Japanese people taking photos, you know?
Oh, very lovely. Oh, how can the cloud look in the world today?
That's what they'd be saying.
Yeah. Oh, there was frats. Oh, there was frats covered in ivy. Very nice.
Did I break my teeth there?
Let me see.
I chopped them together so hard.
I think you did.
What about Arlene Foster turning up at the GA?
People were outraged. Were they?
That thing that was on, was it Nolan or not Nolan? Your other guy, just William fucking whatever.
Mm-hmm.
People were more concerned that it was a Sunday and she was doing work. You shouldn't be going out on a Sunday. It's the Sabbath. So what about, are they the worst people, those like real hardcore sort of Presbyterian types? Who are like, oh no, it's the Sabbath. We have to tie up the swings. No one's allowed to play.
They don't seem to enjoy crack a lot, you know, do they?
No, I wish they would take some fucking crack. Take off that brown cardigan and have some fucking blues, all right? You born out bastard. You should be lucking the buzz. That's the type of cunt should be lucking the buzz. Instead, they're like, no, I shouldn't have that second rich tea now.
Yeah, people are like looking too much buzz and then other people are absolutely afraid of any sort of
that
fun
is,
or excitement.
I just
thought, so.
Good God-fearing people, sitting still, doing nothing, hating everybody.
Yeah, it's fine if you're like super religious, but you're pretty chill.
No, it's not.
No, I mean, it's fine if it doesn't affect anyone else and you're pretty chill about everything, but there's an awful lot of them seem to be very just dismissive of anything that is not what they do.
There's nothing more annoying than somebody like starting to write, oh, this is a bad abomination and all, and you're like, just because you don't want to do it doesn't mean we all can't. You know, you can't take your ball and go home, like.
Oh, that's a good metaphor.
It's old as shit, like, but.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, why the fuck would you. Like, are you really going to be happy if you're like, gays can't get married, and then what are you doing? Sitting in your house in fucking Ballymoney. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not leaving it, going to the fucking Centro once a day and being like, oh, seen the coloured ones around here? Fuck. And then back to your house to do nothing.
But this is the thing, right? So imagine...
You boring cunt.
Imagine like stereotypical whoever we're imagining right now sitting in their own house, right?
Yeah.
Imagine somewhere else in the country. So a gay person gets married and that person sitting in their house has no idea it's happened. Are they still angry about it? Is it just that they're annoyed because their set of rules aren't lining up with someone else's lifestyle?
Yeah.
So why be annoyed at something... You know, they're only annoyed because they're hearing about it or it's in the news.
Yeah.
So the problem is just that there's talk, you know, they make a point of then telling people not to do it. Whereas if you sit in your house and you have no idea whether a gay person is married or not or has got married or whatever or will get married, it shouldn't ever affect your life because it physically will not change. It's not as if they'll be sitting there drinking their tea and then all of a sudden their teacups start shaking because gay people have got married. It doesn't literally, unless they're literally physically affect anything.
Literally fucking on your table.
Now, if a gay person came into their house and started having gay sex and they went, I'm not sex. Into that. That's fine. But that's actually in their life.
I'm pretty sure that's a Louis CK joke as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Like you know, he says like you're trying to eat Weetabix and two dicks are touching right in front of your face.
Well, okay, that makes sense. Do you know what I mean? But I just mean like...
Yeah, it's so sad. I mean, the problem is...
It's nothing to do. Like, it doesn't the opposite affect of like, you.
What's that old saying? Like the opposite of love...
Isn't hate.
Isn't hate.
It's indifference.
Yeah, you should literally be like, I don't give a fuck.
Don't
now,
worry about it.
Be like me. Literally don't give a fuck, as in... Don't hate
to
them.
To the point where it's worrying.
Don't think about them. Don't care for them. Don't care about anyone.
You go so far past caring that you literally do have that thing where you hate gay pride because it then affects other people that we have to know. That
I don't hate
no,
gay
I don't
pride.
Mean you hate gay pride, but
what
you hate anything
is anyone thinking that they're special opinion. Enough to fucking ruin everyone's day.
That's how indifferent you are.
Not because you're gay, just because you're on the road.
Yeah, you're why stopping the traffic.
Why can't gay pride be... How good would gay pride be if it was in Ormo Park? Like fucking... like
gay festival?
Yeah. Do it like fucking...
Bell Sonic?
Yeah.
Bell
and Sonic. Why can't you go... Are you going the thing and the fucking ticket is like 35 quid or something?
And the ticket
and
goes
class?
To like help people...
Get rid of AIDS out of their
whatever?
Stinking gay dicks.
Helps here. All the diseases that God gives.
I will
people,
MC.
You know?
I will MC.
Gay Fest.
Pride in the Park.
Pride in the
there
Park.
There it is! Woo! Pride in the Park, woo!
That was good, that.
Hosted by me.
Okay.
Okay. There you go.
And everyone's
Pride
invited.
In the Park. And there's a bit of traffic around that area. But you're not going like, oh, an ambulance can't get through there. Because
yeah.
There's people with their asshole out. Have it in a park.
Pride
have
in your
park.
Asshole out in a park.
Have your asshole out in a park.
And
I mean,
don't put your asshole in the face of people who you don't want
to
see.
Half
it.
Of yous are probably in there to them bogs anyway. That's the noise you make, just as you fucking just a jack. Do you know?
So, yeah.
Stop. You know, and your two dogs that you pretend to walk are just standing looking at each other like, that's crack. Yeah, pride in the park. There you go. Pride on the beach. What? Like the Fatboy Slim thing? Bro, yeah, you get those gays off our streets in India Park. Anybody see all that shit outside City Hall? Oh yeah, we're the fucking Nazis and we're taking fucking abortion pills. Do it in a park.
Do it in a park, yeah.
Do it in a park, you know. KKK, gay, gay, gay. Today's podcast is sponsored by Cupcake. This song's called Doggy Style.
This video is grotesque.
It's just hot though. My vision get it foggy now. Every time he hit this pussy up in doggy style. My vision get it foggy now. Every time he hit this pussy up in doggy style. Yelling out. Colin. I've made a terrible mistake because we played this last week, so we've already covered that. But
that's horrible.
Just don't look down more because I'm stiff as a cobra. Female rappers lyrics. Juicy Coochie by Cupcake. Shove down a dick so my tonsils rip. Shove down a dick so my tonsils rip. Circle my tongue all around your tip. I said shove down a dick so my tonsils rip. Shove down a dick so my tonsils rip. Shove down a dick so my tonsils rip. Circle my tongue all around your tip. Shove down a dick so my tonsils rip. He was like, ooh-wee, 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 ooh-wee. Got my juicy coochie, juicy coochie, juicy coochie, juicy coochie, ooh-wee, 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 ooh-wee,
ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee,
ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Got my juicy coochie, juicy coochie, juicy coochie, juicy coochie. Under the table, give it here, why he eating I love cornflakes.
Cornflakes.
I love the fact that in the background there, there's like this like, like, which obviously they're in a studio and the guy's like, okay, just take three on the She's like like that. And then they put it in the fucking background. Under the table, giving head while he eating cornflakes. Cause my job ain't done if that Nigga! Still awake. Nigga moans so much, I fuck him with duct tape. I'm 18, but I got a tight pussy like I'm 8. First of all, when you say
what?
18...
You can't...
When you say 18, do you mean stone?
Is she...
Sexy, yes. What?
18.
You can't say that. Get you the best sex. Swallow your dick, hope it don't stick out the front of my neck. Pound, pound, I like to get cracked real hard. So excuse me, sir, in my pussy fart to make my thighs shake like jello. I need a dick longer than the egg roll.
Colin, this is actually making me feel sick.
Why is she showing off so much? Like, she's how good a bucking she is?
She's not. She's just basically going, I can stab myself with it.
Pound, pound, I like to get cracked
now,
real hard.
Who is enjoying any of that?
So excuse me, sir, if my pussy fart to make my thighs shake like jello, I need a dick longer than an egg roll.
How long is an egg roll?
Not long at all, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
Depends what's...
How's that going to rip out the back of her neck then?
Rip out my tonsils, rip out my tonsils.
Like...
Haven't heard a few songs, I wish someone would rip out your fucking tonsils. Make my thighs shake like jello. I need a dick longer than the egg roll. Show you a different 69 that no one knows. Like I'm sucking your toes while you eating my butthole.
Oh. Right. Like a granny, like
I
don't
got no teeth. I mean, the problem is, she's actually... I mean, she's better
she
than...
She sounds like Missy Elliott, which is
she's
annoying.
She's better than a lot of rappers that are out these days. That one I heard the other day, that pineapple thing. What the fuck was that like? Show you a different 69 that no one knows. Like, I'm sucking your toes while you're eating my butthole. She's like, Biggie. He done busting, but I'm sucking until he pee. I suck dick like a cranny, like I don't got no teeth.
I mean, if you say it like that, it sounds like a funny...
It's,
poem.
I mean, it's good rhyming, you know what I mean?
But
something about a hymen. You know, it's like, I suck dick like a granny, like I don't got no teeth. Shove down a dick so my tonsils rip. Shove down a dick so my tonsils rip. Circle my tongue all around your tip. I said, shove down a dick so my tonsils rip. Shove down a dick so my... Will you remember those lyrics though? Tonsils rip.
Shove down a dick so my tonsils rip. I don't think I can ever forget this song. Circle my tongue all around your tip. You literally ruined my life. Shove down a dick so my
tonsils rip. Wait, there's another juicy verse. Juicy coochie, nobody call my phone at the 9 o'clock, cause I'll be giving top notch chop, popping on that dick like cops hot. He let her get inside cause the box hot. You know the pussy good when he kicking off his socks. Ain't got time to stall, let me massage your balls. Pussy made him scream cause it ain't got damn walls. Pull his dick out the hole of a bagel. This something get ain't no while I'm watching cable. Ain't got no time. Imagine if I said that in the movie. Ain't got no time. Like Fast and Furious type movie. Ain't got no time to stall. Let me massage your balls. And it's some sort of... No. Not for you then?
I don't like him.
You don't like?
I don't like.
It's funny though. Pull his dick out the hole of a bagel, then suck. Why waste a bagel? Do you know? A nice poppy seed. Imagine getting poppy seeds down your pisser.
Not great.
Well, that's a waste. I would love a bagel right now.
Yum, bagels. Mm. Let's go get a bagel after this.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Where?
Somewhere that sells bagels.
Right, we gotta get out of here.
You can't end on this.
I ain't got time to stall, Maureen. Let me massage your balls.
No.
Okay.
Can we put something else on? Because yeah, this is gonna affect the rest of my day and it makes me feel sick.
Okay, what's your favorite song right now? Ooh wee. I mean, that fucking pineapple thing that I heard is like, when you hear the state of this song, like, why? I'm sometimes like, why get all these guys together to record this fucking song? You know what I mean? It's like, hold on, pineapple. Yeah, that's it there. Why get these guys together and waste your time?
Waste your time.
Do you know what I mean?
You're wasting your time.
We're shooting this video. We got all these rappers together for you to be like, pineapple soda. Huh? Like Gucci Mane.
Right, as soon as it says Quavo, you already know what the song's gonna sound like.
Yeah.
That's it. I've never heard this.
Look at this ugly bitch here. Shorty super thick, bet she tastes like pineapple. I bet she doesn't. Do you know? With her fat shitter rubbing up and down.
Have you ever had a whole pineapple yourself?
Yeah, your lips are sore and your asshole bleeds.
Yeah, your tongue is sore for you.
Lips are sore and my asshole bleeds. Skirt, skirt. Brr, brr, meow, meow. Ting, ting.
Just don't move your lips. Just rap without moving your lips.
Yeah, glue your teeth together and be like, come on, nibble soda, soda in a skirt. Brr, brr.
Unbelievable.
Video looks great though, but like. He probably got paid to go pineapple.
Yeah, that's being creative now.
If you used to work in a greengrocer's and came off a fucking motorbike and hit a wall and we're all like. Right? And you couldn't breathe and you're eating through a tube in your stomach. And someone was like, do you want to go back to work at the Greengrocers for a day? And then he fucking turns up and he's just going, pineapple. Pineapple. And they're like, I don't think he's fit to work here.
Yeah, he's come out. He's actually sick. Pineapple soda. Got
thick yellow beer. Pineapple. You see, you're fooled by the big fucking drop. So you're like, yeah. But he's literally just going, pineapple. Pineapples. pineapples. And he's wearing a pair of glasses that you would get free with like a fucking Barbie magazine if you're a wee girl. Pineapples. My Jadaria, I'm coming over. Might pick you up, then bend you over. He's talking about sex. Jump out the car. Shut you drop. I play guitar. Yeah, down the rock. Do you reckon all these guys got together and like, yo man, let's write a song. What about? And they just got a dictionary and went, pineapples. Pineapple.
Is it literally like just like find a thing, describe it, and repeat? That's like, it. That's every song like that?
Drake might be shit, but how would you know?
Drake's great.
Yeah. But compared to everyone else at the minute?
Yeah. I mean...
Like, what about that guy? So, that guy fucking Gucci Gang, that guy? And he's like, oh, fuck all that lyrical shit. And you're like, that's literally your job. Your job is lyrical shit. Your job is just lyrics. And he's like, Gucci Gang. And see all these fucking rappers that are like, bro, I take Xanax. The next level, there's going to be a guy. There is a guy called Lil Xan. He's like, oh yeah, I got anxiety. He's going to be like, one of his beats will drop like, like one of those ones, and he'll just go. And the song's called Took Too Many. Skirt, skirt. I'm very sleepy, can't open my. Get my jammies on. Get my fucking jammies on. Taking a little nap. Watching Love Island. Maybe eat some fruit, for example. Something like a pineapple. Yo, skirt.
And then just keep saying pineapple.
And they're loaded.
Oh, yeah, loaded. They're the artists of our generation, you know?
I'm pretty sleepy. Had a long day. Gonna fucking tie my dreadlocks up and dye 'em purple and have a nap.
But am I just being old, or do genuinely all of those types of rap songs sound the same? They've got the same like melody, the way
saddest,
of music.
The saddest thing is that new Jay-Z Beyonce song where he's all like, skirt,
yeah,
skirt.
He's and you're like,
don't you fucking do it, Jay-Z.
Ugh. I was disappointed in him for that.
I mean, the problem is you're like, you know, like even Eminem or someone who's like, one of the biggest rappers of all time, is like, no one cares because it doesn't, you can't put an Eminem song on into clubs. Do you know what I'm saying? And he just sticks to it. He's all like emotional and angry and blah, all that shit. Why does this keep bringing up the same shit? Like Jay-Z, it used to be like, now why does that say pineapple?
Yeah, I'll just click on
it. But it used to be like, you know, if Jay-Z was on your fucking...
Tell him.
On your song, you were like, oh, well, fuck this song now because it's Jay-Z's song. You know what I'm saying? And now he's all just like, skirt, skirt, I'm really rich, but out of art.
Yeah.
Cheat on the hottest woman in the world.
Fucking music up. Crazy.
I don't really think Beyonce's the hottest woman in the world. Because she's black, you know? You got a cellular phone. Sorry, it's all right. And you Right.
I need rims that don't listen in the booming system. First piece of change I see, I'm gonna get more. 745, no license to drive. I ain't even got a home, I guess I live in my ride. Fuck it. I can hear myself, but I can't feel myself. I wanna feel myself like Tweet. 745, no license to drive. I ain't even got a home, I guess I live in my ride. Fuck it. Couple carrots in the ear won't hurt. Need a nice chain laying on this $1,000 shirt. Ivizu jeans cover the rectum. My kick game just like David Beckham. Anybody in my way, I wet them. I'ma be this way till the cops come catch him. To detective sketch him on the sidewalk with chalk New York's infections. Till I got taught a lesson. Couple niggas gone, couple went corrections. Hillary got 10, Ty got 15, nigga, even my kin. Got 5 years, bringing 19 in. But just think, I used to think like them. Now they gotta live through the pictures that I send them in the pen. Hope you don't start your life where I end. Wake up!
And then a few years later,
Pineapples.
Fuck my asshole.
Like, people will look back and go, remember when raps had all these words in them? It's too many words.
Fuck my asshole with an actual pineapple. How about that? Pineapple is on my anus. Tear on my innards. Giving me lacerations up in my rectum.
That's too many words already, though.
Yeah, lacerations, bro. Do you think fucking...
Did you say laceration?
Ty Dollar Signs knows about fucking lacerations in his anus for pineapples. Eh.
And then...
Pull my asshole out, bite it.
Yo, Lil Pump.
I'm sweating.
Sam Rockwell. There's a certain guy. He's a character actor we both love. He's very underappreciated.
This podcast descended into us just watching videos.
Tucci gang. Some of you don't know the name, Tucci. But that's that guy from the Hunger Games, Tucci. Transformers, Tucci. The Last Night, Tucci. Beauty and the Beast and Spotlight, Tucci. Writer and director of Big Night, Tucci gang.
Like, I mean, unreal. That's fucking genius. Like,
Tucci gang.
But here's the funny thing. Like, if you listen to, like, this is, do you know who Joyner Lucas is?
No, I've heard of him.
He's playing the limelight soon. I think we should go just as a spectacle to see. So, problem is, a lot of these songs come out and the beats are so heavy that everyone forgets about the fucking, what they're actually saying.
The Emperor's New Clothes, isn't it?
Yeah, so this is the original Gucci Gang, right?
Gucci Gang. Spread their racks on new chain. My bitch love do cocaine, ooh.
Now, what I don't know what it is about this mumble rap thing where they just go, my bit, they don't finish words like my bitch, let do cocaine. And then everything's like, son of my dick, sucking son of your bitch. And that's those two lines. You know what it's like? It's like lazy freestylers now have a fucking full genre.
They heard
a beat. It sounds like a guy just heard a beat and he's just trying to.
Yeah, like me, like
he's
trying to feel
the flow, and he's
it,
like, my dick,
something,
bitch, and then that's the fucking song.
I fuck a bitch, I forgot name. Yeah. I can't buy me no wedding ring. Rather go and buy ball mains. Gucci gang.
Now, then Joyner Lucas did a remix because he's obviously like it's quite a good beat, but he is an actual good
rapper.
And then you're like, that's how good it probably could have been. Yeah. Instead of this other fucking neon retard. What the fuck is he wearing and shit? Like,
yeah.
And this is lethal.
Pandora.
I don't really fuck with no.
Yeah. Gucci gang, Louis gang, Fendi gang, Dolce gang, Sachi gang, Prada gang, lot of gangs. I don't really fuck with no brand names. Join about to go on a rampage. Ooh. They don't wanna see me let the chopper bang. Yeah, get this bitch jumping like Shabba Rang. Ooh, what's a little pump to a rocket flame? Yeah, turn your pink dreads in the pocket chain. Yeah. All your new rappers don't be talking about shit except doing drugs. Wonder how you got a name. Yeah, sipping lean, checking E, Percocet, purple drink, Xanax, everything sound the same.
He's actually rapping.
Like, that's lethal. Like.
But that's, as you say, like, the beats are really good, the catchy songs, but
the fucking,
there's no substance in them.
The fucking video, I wish I could find it, of this white cunt, and he was like such an ugly wee white fucking weirdo, and he's obviously just grown up with it. I mean, this is, I bet you McCann's doing that secretly in America. He's got pink dreadlocks.
I would love that.
Oh my sir, oh my sir, oh my sir, oh my sir. can you imagine McCann's head with fucking pink dreadlocks on it?
Oh my god, that would
be like a fucking palm tree. Just
be the greatest thing. That would be the greatest thing ever.
But fucking. But this guy, he even had like a wee underbite with his braces on, like this here, and he had literally like a fucking like purple dreads in a thing that made him look like a pineapple. That like,
yeah,
it's a themed show today.
Pineapple show, yeah.
Right, and it was all purple stuff coming at the top. You know, like he on Monday definitely had to put a school uniform on and just go to school with it. Like, and they're like, "Why, Simon? Why do you have purple hair? You fucking spastic!" And he's just sitting in the, and he's like, you know, like in his room quietly freestyling to this. And he's just like, yeah, sucking my dick, something my bitch. And then, like, trying to rap. And it's literally like that hip hop Simon thing I used to do. So nervous, but like talking about.
It just says the last word.
Yeah. Taking my Percocets. Taking Percocet?
Were you?
Would you just have a divorce, you 45-year-old fucking weirdo? Take Coke or something. Do you know what I mean? Get really blocked and take Coke and smoke loads of weed. Don't be like, have you any rescue remedy and a fucking Xanax for me to do some transcendental meditation here? You fucking... I'm bringing back poof. And it's non-gay related. You fucking poofs.
Is that the only word that would suffice right now?
I mean, I've dropped the M-bombs and the poof bomb. But, and yeah. I'm now like, where's the Patreons at?
Poof bomb would be a good idea for our festival.
Poof bomb, poof bomb, poof bomb. Pineapples. Right, we've got to get out of here, Maureen. There'll be more podcasts this week. I'll be in touch about Patreon, etc.
Be in touch, guys. Okay.
I'm a motherfucking monster. One hand on the wheel, one hand on my dick. I'm a motherfucking monster. You riding up uptown. One hand on the wheel, one hand on my dick. With that green light, I'm speeding. Fourth wheel on, I'm weaving. I got red eyes, it's like seizures. On my conscience, feeling them bleachers. Ooh, girl, with this camera on, they can't see us. Toss them.